Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be showing you how to use the date serial function. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB54 and open it up. Now, why am I showing you how to use the date serial function? Well, we're kind of getting into the home stretch of creating the database, and the database we're creating is for hotels to keep track of bookings. But as we've been creating the database, you may notice that a lot of the information is in the past, and the next thing I want to do is create the scheduler, which is basically a visual representation of the data in the database. And rather than me have to go and input a load of new data so that I can keep it up to date, what I'm actually going to do is just change the dates of the bookings here and the booking details here, so it'll be exactly the same except the month will be updated to the current month. Yeah, in fact, actually I should probably update the year to the current year as well, so that you can run the update query and then it'll update that information. So we're going to need date serial to do that in a nutshell. So go to create, go to query design. So we're going to be using an update query to do this and add table bookings. So if I add a check-in date and run that, you can see a list of all the check-in dates. Now what I want to do is I just want to update, I want to keep actually the day, but I want the month and the year to be updated to the current month and year. So we're going to use date serial. So first we're going to create a separate field that does that. So click in top row of the adjacent vacant field and click on builder, and let's just call it check in new semicolon. If we immediately start with the date serial function and click comma, you can see the date serial function takes a year, month and a day and returns a serial a date. So basically you put a year, a month and a day and then you get a date back. It's as simple as that. So if I put in 2013-03-05, click OK and run it, I get the 5th of March 2013. Obviously if you're American, those two will be reversed, hopefully. And it is quite as simple as that, but the key point is, because you're inputting the year, the month and the day, you can break a date down and you can manipulate it, which is exactly what I'm going to do here. So I'm going to start with a year. Well, I want to put in the year that we're currently in, so very simple. I tap in year, there's a year function, open and close brackets, and within it I'm going to put date. So what it's going to do is it's going to take the current date, which is the 29th of July 2013, and it's going to take the year value from that date. So it's going to take 2013, so the year is going to read 2013. Now we get to the month, same idea, month, date. So it's going to take the date, like I said, 29th of July 2013, and it's going to read the month, which is July, which is 7. So it's going to store the year, and then it's going to store the month. So it's going to be 2013-7, and I want to keep the day the same. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the day from the check-in date. So I'm going to say day, and then, well, it's not even going to do it, is it? Table booking details dot check-in date. Press OK. So now if I run that, it's taken the 15th and it's put it here, it's taken the 26th and it's put it here, it's taken the 20th and it's put it here. Yeah, so it's updated everything, it's kept the days, but it's made all the months and the years the current month and year. So the year's still the same, but the month, you can see, has been updated. So go back to design view. Now we're going to do the same with checkout date, but we're going to be a bit cheeky because we're going to click in check in new. Control A, Control C. We're just going to copy and paste over here. That's annoying that I did that. Okay. And just run that. Yeah, we've done the same thing with the checkout date. We've updated the month and the year. We've actually made it consistent because that was 5th to 6th. Ah, see, that's not what we want, is it? I'll tell you what we want. We want to take the checkout date. We want to add 1 to it. So quite simple. Go back here, and for month, just after the second bracket, or just before the comma, put plus one. Now click OK and run that. Okay, so that's updated everything to August. Okay, so back to design view, and we're going to change it to an update query, and we're going to take the actual formula for checking new. We're going to drop it in update two, and we're going to take the wrong one. We're going to take the formula for checkout new, if I can. I'm going to drop it in here, and we're just going to move that over. We're going to try and move that over, and we're going to highlight these two and press Control X, get rid. Now, quick thing about queries: if you go data sheet view, it just displays data. It doesn't actually run the query. So if we go back to design view now, if we click run, we make the actual update. Now if we go back to data sheet view, it actually shows the updated information. Cool. Now let's save this and call it query booking details update date. It's the worst name query ever, but whatever, we'll have to live with that. Okay, and we're going to do the same thing for bookings, which is very simple. Query design, table bookings. This one's a bit easier actually because we've only got the one date. Just run that. Yeah, booking date. And go to update. Go to update two. Click on builder. And we're going to update two. Date serial. Same concept. So the year we want date. The month we're going to just take the current month. So we want also date, and then the day we want day, and we want table bookings dot booking date, and after all that we'll have one more bracket. So we'll click data sheet view first of all, so it still says March and May and all that, and then run it, and I'll go back to data sheet view, and we've updated everything to the 7th, and we'll save this one and call it query update or query bookings update dates. So that's such a badly named query. Brilliant. So we've learned a couple of things today. We've learned about date serials. We've learned how not to name queries. Yeah, that's pretty. We've actually learned also the year, month, and day function. There you go. All these things in one video. All right, cool. Brilliant. Okay, so see you in the next video. Have a good one.